The Skagway Assembly is taking issue with the level of funding the state is providing them to refurbish their ferry dock. As Assembly Member Orion Hansen puts it,
I just find this a crazy plan the state's got dreamed up here.
With a price tag topping $100 million, two new ferries are supposed to start serving Upper Lynn Canal in 2019. In preparation, Haines and Skagway are getting money to make their ferry docks compatible with the new boats. The money comes from the feds for state transportation improvements, called STIP funding. According to the state's draft plan, Haines is getting almost $26 million to remodel their float so boats can moor perpendicularly and end berth. Vehicles can drive on from the stern and drive off through the bow. It's more efficient than pulling boats up parallel to the dock. But Skagway is set to receive a fifth of that, $5.5 million, to modify their ferry float, with no capacity for end berthing. According to John Walsh, Skagway's lobbyist, the state plans to have one ferry run from Haines to Juneau and the other run between Haines and Skagway. Because the Haines and Skagway route is so quick, maximum efficiency isn't necessary. The Skagway Assembly has long taken issue with that plan. For one, passengers and cars leaving Skagway would have to ferry to Haines, disembark, and board a second boat to Juneau. That's not ideal, Hansen says.
We're not okay with this double ferry cockamamie plan that the state's throwing out there, that we're going to have to get on two different ferries to go to Juneau. It's crazy.
Skagway's ferry dock is also near the end of its life. The whole thing sank 3 years ago, but was dredged up. Borough manager Scott Hahn says a Band-Aid fix is a poor use of money.
Refurbishment will only give you another 5 to 10 years. It makes no sense to do that and then have to turn around 5, 10 years and build another one. So they should just build it right from the start and we'll get 30 years of service. So if the state's concerned about spending the money properly, they should be looking at that issue.
According to Walsh, Skagway needs a multi-purpose dock that could moor boats from the side, bow, or stern. They want their float to be compatible with both ferries so they can still get service if the Haines to Skagway run is canceled for mechanical or other issues. Hansen seemed to sum up Assembly sentiment.
So that the STIP that they're putting out here for our ferry float, I think we continue to reject that and say that we want a new ferry float that has in-berthing capabilities for the new ferries that are coming up to the Upper Lynn Canal. That's what these ferries were made for.
Mayor Monica Carlson is in Juneau for the Regional Southeast Conference. She met with the governor, lieutenant governor, and John Walsh to discuss the state's plan for the dock.
And we spoke for quite some time about the replacement versus refurbishment. We left the meeting cautiously optimistic that we will get full replacement.
The Assembly has until March 16th to officially comment on the state's funding proposal. They discussed having a letter drafted to review and send at their next meeting. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.